Well, I'm from North Little Rock, grew up in North Little Rock, and very humble beginnings in public housing facility of Shorter Garden. And community supported me to the point I was able to excel in academics and athletics to get a scholarship to go to Rice University. Graduated there with a degree in political science. And when I thought about my future, my career, I could think of nothing better than coming back home, using my education and my experiences and giving back to this community that has given me so much.
How do you feel your skills and your background, your experiences qualify you to serve as mayor?
Well, being a political science major and I came home, I jumped right into public service. My first job was in the governor's office working for then Governor Bill Clinton. And I have worked with or for the last five governors. Three of them were with the Democratic Party and two were Republican. And I've worked with all five. And I've learned from each governor something that I think helped my leadership ability. I've also been director of a few agencies, one of the Martin Luther King Commission, which is critically important. I've been the director of the Department of Youth Services that's over the judicial programs for the state. And currently I serve over the Health Services Permit Agency that works closely with our senior care centers. I'm also a former state representative. I'm a former state senator. I served 14 years in the Arkansas legislature where I had many different leadership positions, including being the Senate Majority Leader. And currently, I serve on the North Little Rock School Board, and I've been vice president and president of our school board.
What is the first issue you would tackle if elected mayor of North Little Rock?
That's an easy one. To make sure government is transparent, to get rid of that kind of that good old system that's been in place for a long time in North Little Rock, and it passed it down kind of from friend to friend, contracts and so forth. We want to make sure that people know exactly what's going on with their government, make it transparent, and secondly, to make it fair. We have a situation in North Little Rock, Daniel, where there are beautiful communities, but we also are a city, kind of the tale of two cities, that have communities that have been neglected for far too long. That's part of the fairness aspect that I want to speak on and make sure we're lifting up those communities that need help the most.
What changes do you think need to happen in North Little Rock?
I think North Little Rock has become a divided city. And if you look at the issues that have dealt us blows, I would say, in the year 2020, the pandemic, and then you have the social justice issues. North Little Rock needs a mayor that's more than a mayor. North Little Rock needs a leader. You know, not someone that's trying to come in and maybe get a redo, that a blast from the past. Not somebody that has something maybe on their bucket list that they want to accomplish, but somebody who can come in and bring our city together through transparency, through fairness, and move our city forward. We move our city forward, but we have to bring everybody together first. If we don't, we move forward and leave too many people behind. And that is what has happened over years in my beloved city of North Little Rock.
What are the city of North Little Rock's greatest strengths as you see it?
Absolutely. We have wonderful people. We have people who have a lot of pride in North Little Rock. A lot of people like me grew up here, went to school here. And we have some wonderful people who have chose North Little Rock to make their home. Again, we're the perfect size for economic development. I think it's an asset that we're a sister city with Little Rock. I think we should build on our opportunities to get small businesses up and going in a successful manner and provide incentives for small businesses like training and support from within our city. I think our asset is certainly our educational system. We have one high school that everybody can get behind. We have a school district that's moving forward. We passed the millage in North Little Rock, and we have the finest educational facilities. We have the best technology, the best teachers. That is something that our city needs to promote.
What power does the office of mayor hold in North Little Rock, and how would you use that power?
We're a meritorial form of government, and that's very important, where I've seen the transformation across our friends across the river in Little Rock. They've taken a step closer to being meritorial, but they still have city manager. The way I would utilize that is to bring forward a vision in this city that is going to bring about many different opinions, input from throughout the city like never before, utilizing our technology to bring people throughout our city to the table. A mayor in a meritorial form of government can do that and make that happen. That has not been done in North Little Rock, nowhere near to the degree that I think it should be and that I would like to see it done. Having representation from every single neighborhood in our city, being involved in a One North Little Rock committee that is going to be able to give input in the budgeting process, taking our city government to the people.
The race for mayor is nonpartisan, so how do you go about aligning with a base of voters without mentioning partisan politics?
I think that's an asset for me. I think I'm a person, again, I consider myself a bridge builder. I know how to get things done across the aisle. When I was in the legislature, I sponsored over 50 pieces of legislation myself. Things like the Clean Indoor Air Act and establishing the state's first trauma system. I have sponsored programs in economic development, and I've delivered back here for North Little Rock with appropriations to help support things like the North Little Rock Boys Club. And so in order to do that in the legislature, you have to be able to work with all people, Democrats, Republicans, independents, in order to get that done, and especially the governors. And I've been able to get that done and provide the right type of leadership that I can use to move North Little Rock forward together.
So what is the value in having the race be nonpartisan? Is that a good idea?
I think it's an excellent thing. You know, when you are in a partisan election, there are sometimes, Daniel, where there are issues to come up and they want to know first what party you're at on. And if you're not on their party or with their party, then they automatically tune you out. But being in a nonpartisan election, then the focus is more on what's best for the city than on politics.